Ed, typically the summer weather forecast often includes partly sunny or partly cloudy skies with a 20% or a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. What sorts of things influence Western North Carolina's spring and summer weather pattern?
Basically, Chris, you get into a transition as you go from spring into summer. And summer, the weather patterns are normally very weak. And one of the dominating features of the weather is the Bermuda High. And it really depends on where exactly Bermuda High sets up. If it sets up pretty much on top of us, then we can have a hot and dry summer. Or if it's a little bit, say, further out into the Atlantic Ocean, then we could wind up with a goodly amount of rain.
We have seen a record or near record amount of rainfall in Western North Carolina, but there's no guarantee Western North Carolina won't slip back into drought-like conditions later this summer.
No, and all you have to do is go back to last year, and we had about the same amount of precipitation at this time last year. And, of course, the rain pretty well stopped in the summer, and we went to drought conditions.
When you look at the national map, parts of the country have seen lots of spring rain, but there are areas of the country that are suffering.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at a map of the United States, you can almost divide the country in half. The eastern half of the country has basically had a lot of rain. If you go to the western half of the country, they're suffering through drought. It's amazing how the sharp line separating the two.
And obviously, snow melt is very important to western states, California especially.
Yeah, and a lot of places didn't have normal amounts of snow this year. So again, water supply is going to be a concern.
Tell us about the role the Gulf of Mexico plays in our weather pattern.
Here in Western North Carolina, the Gulf of Mexico supplies most of our moisture, and so really produces most of our rainfall we get here. And when you hear the meteorologists talk about the Gulf being open, it means basically that the moisture can come on up, which normally means for us, if you get a good southerly wind coming up from the Gulf, then you're going to start to get precipitation.
We have seen some terrible tornadoes in Oklahoma. Tornado Alley's been talked about quite frequently in the news. Why is it that tornadoes are rare in Western North Carolina? And for that matter, the average number of tornadoes in the state of North Carolina is right around 18, so it's not that many compared to other parts of the country.
The mountains are the dividing line. Normally, if you go west of the mountains, that's where you see more of the tornadoes and more of the violent tornadoes. Once you go east of the mountains on the east coast, the air is normally not that unstable. That's not saying you can't have bad tornadoes, which we know they have. Here in the mountains, normally the mountainous terrain will tear up the thunderstorms as they come in. So it is rare, but of course not impossible to have a tornado. We have had basically would have been an EF1 tornado back a number of years ago. But normally, tornadoes are not something we have to be concerned about here in the mountains.
An active hurricane season has been predicted by NOAA, a 70% chance of 13 to 20 named storms between June and November. What do you make of that prediction?
It's a reasonable prediction. We've been in an active hurricane pattern now since about the mid-1990s. There are no negative factors this year. There's no El Nino going on. So basically, water temperatures are abnormally warm out in the Atlantic. It seems reasonable to expect a lot of hurricane activity this year.
All the names have already been selected.
Names are selected years in advance, and that's normally done by an international committee.
By an international committee?
Yes, because keep in mind, we don't want to get too provincial. Hurricanes just don't affect the United States. They affect basically many countries here. So basically, yeah, it is a committee that does it.
Ed Brotek is a retired professor of atmospheric sciences. He is also a freelance writer. His articles appear in Aero Safety World and Times of the Islands. Ed, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.